in our entire life. Because when you look at the people, you don't know their problem. You just look at them. Yes.
A certain unmannerly at Herat, when he saw a nobleman's slave going about in satin raiment with a belt of gold, would turn his face to heaven and cry, O God, why dost not thou learn from this bountiful Hajar how to keep slave? O God, let this Rais and chosen of our king teach thee how to care for thy slave.
Aha! You're asking the God to learn from this king who is treating his servants like that. Yes.
He was needy and naked and without food. In winter, he was trembling exceedingly from the air. That man, beside himself, committed an impertinence. From grossness, he displayed an audacity. He relied on the thousands of gifts, saying that the Gnostic has become God's boon companion. If the king's boon companion take a liberty, do not thou behave so, who hast not the same support. God gave the waist, and the waist is better than the belt. If anyone give a tiara, he gave a head.
Okay, this was the opening of the story. The guy is looking and saying, God, learn from this king. Dude, see how you treat me and how he treats that one? Yes.
Till a certain day when the king accused the Hajar and bound him hand and foot, he put those slaves to the rack, saying, show at once the Hajar's buried treasure. Tell me his secret, O ye rascals, or I will cut your throats and your tongues. He tortured them during a month, the rack, torment, and anguish by day and night. He rent them to pieces, but from their anxiety, not one slave betrayed the Hajar's secret.
So this is a test, actually. Practically, this happened. Now, let's see what will happen. Yes, in his dream, somebody will come and say, did he learn or not? Yes.
A voice from heaven said to him in his dream, O sir, do thou also learn how to be a slave, and come. O you who have torn the coats of the Josephs, know that it is your own fault if the wolf tear you. Wear all the year round of that which you are weaving. Eat and drink all the year round of that which you are sowing. These continual pangs are your own action. This is the meaning of the pen has dried.
He goes back again. That this was what I was talking about, right? The pen is dried here. Somebody will come to me and say, you did the bad stuff, you did all of this and that, and you don't understand that it's your actions which is preparing all of this. This means Jafalakala. Means whatever happens to you is the consequence of the action you did before. This is how the law is confirmed, yes.
My law does not turn aside from rectitude. Good shall befall the good, evil the evil. Beware, do works, for Solomon is alive. So long as you are a devil, his sword is cutting.
Is what? Remember, within all the prophets, there is one good one. That's Solomon. Healthy one. You know why? He doesn't fight with anyone. He doesn't have any conflict. That's what that healthy stuff is for us. He will say, okay, look at that stuff. That's Solomon. Is he dead? Solomon never died. Solomon is always alive. How come? healthy spirit of a human being is alive. He doesn't die. He says, okay, look at him. He is alive. Therefore, you should work. You should try when you know, because he is alive for you, isn't he? Do you remember he was good for everyone? Everyone with the problem goes to him. So try harder. Yes.
When he becomes an angel, he is safe from the sword and has no dread of Solomon. His sway is over the devil, not the angel. Pain is on the earth, not above the sky.
When we talk about the Solomon, we always talk about Div. Div is, they translate it different way, but mainly Div is the human upside down. The reverse of humanity is Div. So Solomon should punish the Div, because there are the reverse people. They are not healthy, they are not peaceful, and they are fighting for no what. Yes.
Abandon this necessitarianism, which is very empty, in order that you may know what is the inmost secret of necessity.
Again, we will go back to necessitarianism. Means, I am forced to do this. I have to do this, and all that. These are nonsenses. Because, yes, a cow is a necessitarian. A cow will react to everything exactly the same. But a human being is different. We know the difference. We are different. Yes.
Abandon this necessitarianism of the idle party, in order that you may gain knowledge of the necessity that is as the soul. Abandon the state of being loved and adopt the practice of loving, O you who think that you are excellent and preeminent.
Again? Read it again. Yeah.
Abandon this necessitarianism of the idle party in order that you may gain knowledge of the necessity that is as the soul.
Did you get it? I doubt it. Because all of you, I said it several times here, every living human being wants to be loved. And this is silly. You know why? Is it silly or not? That all the human beings, they want to be loved. Is it silly or good? You tell me.
It's their nature.
All the little dogs, they want to be loved. What is the difference? That is the difference. You don't understand it. Wanting to be loved is animal. Forget it. Try to love. Be the lover, not to be beloved. Every animal tries to be beloved. That's simple. Only human being will understand it. And you think that if you're loved, you're okay? Yes.
Abandon the state of being loved and adopt the practice of loving. O you who think that you are excellent and preeminent. O you who really are more silent than night, how long will you seek a purchaser for your words? They nod their heads in your presence for you. Your time is wasted in the passionate desire of them. You say to me, don't indulge in envy. How should anyone feel envy in consequence of losing naught?
This is the point, that when I'm telling you all this, forget all this. Forget that everybody is loving you, or they pretend they love you and they do this, and you think I'm jealous? You are silly. I envy what? I envy not existence of nothingness? Is this what you want me? Yes?
O impudent man, instruction given to the worthless is like drawing a little design on a clod of earth. Instruct thyself in love and insight, for that is like a design on a solid mass of stone. Your own self is the pupil that is faithful to you. The others perish. Where will you seek them? Where? In order that you may make others erudite and eminent, you are making yourself even evil-natured and empty. When your heart is united with that Eden, hark, speak on, and be not afraid of becoming empty. Hence the command, speak, came to him, saying, O righteous one, it will not fail. This is an ocean.
Ah, there is this order that is talking to the program, say this, say that. Have you ever noticed that? With saying, you don't lose anything and they will gain a lot. There is this giving which makes you richer, which might make them richer, and you doesn't lose. This is the magic of this stuff. Yes?
Be ye silent. That is, do not waste your water in idle talk, for the orchard is dry-lipped.
Yeah. Be silent. This is when. When somebody is reading Quran, you should be silent. Just listen. Not to talk together and interlude and I don't know all those nonsenses. Just, this is an order for what? Not to waste your breath. You don't need to talk always. When somebody is talking correctly, you could keep quiet, wait for your turn. Yes.
This discourse hath no end, O Father. Leave this discourse and consider the end. I am not jealous that they stand in your presence. They are mocking you. They're not lovers.
Yeah, my heart doesn't let me. You know what? I could keep quiet. But you're stupid and they're playing with you. I cannot resist to tell you what's going on. Yes.
Behold your lovers behind the veil as a bounty, crying aloud for you continually. Be the lover of those unseen lovers. Do not cherish the lovers who last 5 days.
Yes, there are these lovers which are not existence here. For example, Rumi is a lover for me. Just when I'm looking at that lover, I'm looking at the different stuff. I'm not talking about this 5 days, 6 days relationship and stuff like that. Short period of time, yes.
For they have devoured you by means of a deceit and attraction. And during years you have never seen a grain from them. How long will you set up a show on the public road? You are footsore and no desire has been fulfilled. When you enjoy good health, all of them are your friends and comrades. In the hour of pain and sorrow, where is any familiar friend but God? In the hour of eye ache or toothache, will anyone take your hand except him who comes at the cry of distress?
Of course, now dentist is here. In the time of Rumi, there was no dentist. Yeah.
Therefore recollect that sickness and pain. Take warning, like Ayaz from that sheepskin jacket. Your experience of pain is the sheepskin jacket which Ayaz took into his hand.
All this I explained. Everything was to explain to you what is the difference between you and a lover. And that Ayaz. And I believe he explained it very clear. Now, listen, this existence, this animal part of us, wants to be loved. And that is the problem.